Hello.
Hi, is this Kaden?
Yes, this is.
Oh, hey, this is Tina from Local Splash. I just got off the phone with Ned, who set up your account.
Oh, cool. Hey, Tina, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. So he said that you had some specific like keywords and long tail keywords. So we're going to create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, and getting you set up. So you're actually in Las Vegas, or are you in Fort Lauderdale? I want to make sure I have the right time zone.
Yeah, we're currently in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, so you're on the Eastern. So we could do 4 o'clock today or 6 o'clock today. Which one would work better, you think?
I think 6 o'clock might work better.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll block out an entire hour from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs over and they call you at 6:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then I wanted to also get a little bit more information from you regarding the business, and I'll send you a welcome email and, of course, the initial invoice and everything. So let me just – he already paid for the initial invoice, but you might want to have it for your record. So
okay.
Let me just see here. So I'm grabbing this appointment at 6 o'clock. Perfect. Okay, so that's all done. And then what email do you want me to use for the confirmation?
You can send it to Kaden@sapientagents.ai.
Okay, perfect. And that that's your web address, right? Sapientagents.ai?
Correct.
Okay. And it's S-A-P-I-E-N?
Yes.
And then for your first name, it's Kaden with a C, C-A-D-E-N?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Correct.
So let me store that. And then the last name, is it S as in Sam, I-E, M as in Mary, E-R-S, Seamer?
Correct.
Okay, got it. And then I'm going to indicate on your account that you're Eastern time just because it's in Fort Lauderdale. But, you know, if you're ever on a different time zone, you could let us know as far as our correspondence. But what's
sure.
the actual business address for Fort Lauderdale?
Well, our business address is currently in Las Vegas, where it's registered in Las Vegas. So the business address is also in Las Vegas. If you think it'd be better, I can look into like getting a virtual mailbox down here though. You think that'd be better?
So here's one thing I want to let you know. With Google verification, they want to make sure that you're a valid business in Fort Lauderdale to actually protect you from a big corporation trying to come in town and steal clients. So they will want to have some type of connection with the Fort Lauderdale. So Google will reject if you're looking into a virtual address, if it's like a P.O. box or a mailboxes, et cetera. But
mm-hmm.
if it is a virtual address, or even if it's a residence, so let's say that it's a friend or a relative that has a house in the area, you could use that address because once Google verifies it, it would be hidden on the profile. So you would
okay,
show up as
so
Sapient
Agents. So we can use
agent.
Our primary
okay,
residential
there you
address.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, Google
okay,
deals with millions and millions.
Out.
Yep, exactly. So what's the residential address?
It's 1919 Southeast 10th Avenue.
Okay, now I see it. And then it's Fort Lauderdale, 33316?
Correct.
Okay, good. So it auto-filled the rest for me. Okay, and then let me resend these emails. I'll send you the welcome to Local Splash email. And I'll send you, I had put Ned's in here initially just so that, you know, we could create something, but I just replaced it with your email. So Local Splash initial invoice, sending you that. And then I'll do the Local Splash welcome email. You have a logo also that you wanted to promote, right? I think that's what he told me.
Yes, we have a logo we can use.
Okay.
We'd still like to make some change. Our change is permanent. Like if we want to, adjust your logo later? Is that?
Yes. Yes. Keep in mind, we won't touch your website in any way, shape, or form, but we'll attach it to the listings and then optimize all the listings to show on the first page. So any revisions that you make down the road, they're free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So you absolutely can change that logo down the road. And
Ned was saying you guys would build out a website for us. We already have a website and everything though. And as far as making changes to the website, do you guys like make any content changes or anything to do with helping SEO?
No, what you're thinking about is a service called on-site SEO, and that's where someone would go in and tinker around with your site and put in meta tags and phrases in hopes that they're in line with Google algorithms. It's not a bad practice. It's just extremely outdated. That's how people would try to get rankings maybe 15, 18 years ago, you know? So what we do is we're called off-site SEO. So we don't optimize or tinker around with the website at all, but we optimize the listing. So it takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. So all of that is going to be done for you consistently. And then every time Google changes their algorithms, you'll have a team of technicians here that will go in and update your information and refresh your data. And that's how we'll ensure that you won't fall off the first page.
Okay.
So I just want to remove the website request because I don't want them to think they're making a new site for you if you already have one. And then I also wanted to tell you I'm sending you an email that says action, pictures needed for Google verification. That is, again, Google, you know, protecting you from those big corporations trying to come in town and steal clients. So there's going to be like 7 or 8 suggestions. It'll say, you know, Kaden, if you have a license or a registration for the business or insurance or an invoice with the address or, you know, anything that would kind of confirm that you're a valid business in Florida. So you don't have to send all 7 or 8 items. Let's say you only have 1 or 2 items on that list. By all means, get over whatever you can because that will help the verification process go smoothly. Sometimes people see that and they're like, I don't have all things, so they just kind of table it, and then things like that would hold up your results, you know? So, but go ahead. What was your question?
We'll run into any issues with the business being registered in Nevada?
That would be
a question. We don't really need to necessarily list it in Florida because it's all we do is software. We're not selling any local services or anything.
Mm-hmm. My suggestion would be if you're wanting to target Fort Lauderdale, to try to get it pushed through in Fort Lauderdale since that's where you want to target. We're going to take some keywords.
We don't really necessarily need to target a specific state because it's all software. We're not selling any local services or anything here locally. So it doesn't really matter on the grand scheme of things.
Okay. So I want to ask you, do you guys have a business Facebook set up yet?
No, we do not.
No? Okay. So we'll help you with that too. Business, Facebook. So the reason I ask you is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads, and it's really cool how it works because you know how when you search for anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time you go on your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up. So that would, that's included in the package, but I'll have them help you get that up and running. So did Ned tell you how we're going to put a call tracking number on here too so that you can track the calls?
No. So do you guys provide like a phone number for us so I don't have to use my personal phone number?
Exactly.
Or?
Exactly. So the only question would be, and you can decide this, you know, maybe at 6 o'clock when they call you, you don't have to decide this right now. But if you decide to, you know, just use the registered business information in Las Vegas, then we could purchase a 702 area code number that would then forward calls to your number. If you decide to register it in Fort Lauderdale, and if my verification department thinks it'll go through smoothly that way, then we could get a Fort Lauderdale area code number. Whatever you think, you know, it would just be up to you. But you are getting a tracking number with this. What you might even, since it's software, might want to get a toll-free area code. I don't know if that's possible for our call tracking, but I'll find out so that the technician will know by the time they call you, okay?
Okay.
Yep. So other than that, you're all good to go. So I'm going to send you a little text with my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. That way, if you have any questions, you can call me. And that's also our customer support number. So let's say that you just have an update or a billing question or something like that. You can just use the same number and hit option one, and anybody answering the phone can help you. But, of course, if you want to talk to me, you would just put in 777, and it would ring to my desk, okay?
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Also,
all right.
How does it work? Like, let's say we have our main website as the sapientagents.ai, but we also have, like, a couple other domains that we use for, like, specific niche industries. Like, how would that work?
So there can only be one website that's on the Google listing, but what you could do is, you know, talk to your web developer about this, where you could redirect the other sites to be connected with your initial site, which is sapientagents.ai. You know, that way they're all kind of related to each other. Because if we put a bunch of different websites up on the Google listing, it would conflict. Google doesn't like to see, you know, conflicting data. So it's always better to just promote the main website and then maybe, you know, put in, you know, some different tags where they would kind of forward over to your main site. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, sometimes I start explaining things and I confuse people, but I'm happy that you're on the same page.
That's yeah, good. Of course.
So, okay, all right, so you are all good to go. So, my technician will call you today between 6 and 7, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thanks, Tina, you too.
All right, yeah, thank you, I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, all right, bye.